Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump supports higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans, even as he warns of the political fallout. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Writing on social media, the president said Democrats would seize on even a tiny tax increase for the rich, but added that he would be okay if they do increase the top tax rate. The president said Republicans should probably not do it, despite his support for boosting the tax rate for those earning $2.5 million and higher, or joint filers earning $5 million. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's tough talk from the new acting head of FEMA.
David Richardson says don't get in his way because he will run right over them. He also suggested policy changes that would push more of FEMA's responsibilities to the states. Richardson is a former Marine Corps officer who served in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Africa, and has been the Department of Homeland Security's Assistant Secretary for Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction. In an early morning call with the entire FEMA staff, he said that the agency will stick to its mission and says that he will be the one interpreting any guidance from President Donald Trump. Richardson takes over the agency from his predecessor, Cameron Hamilton, who was fired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Google will pay $1.4 billion to Texas to settle claims the company collected data on users without permission. The state's attorney general announced the settlement Friday. Attorney General Ken Paxton sued Google in 2022. He said the search giant collected millions of biometric identifiers through its products and services. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points, the NASDAQ up a fraction. This is SRN News. A sex ed summer camp is canceled.
When the University of Colorado Boulder announced it would host the event, the backlash was immediate. The camp, which urged children as young as 10 to join in, announced it would discuss everything, quote, related to sex, bodies, sexuality, bodies beyond the binary, pleasure, and self-love. The primary sponsor was a local abortion clinic. The outrage grew to such high levels that UCB says it will not be holding the sex ed summer camp after all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel's offensive in Gaza following the deadly attack by Hamas on October 7th has been criticized for the suffering it imposed on civilians. But a new poll by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research finds 50% of Gaza residents support the October 7th attack. The report also indicates 75% of civilians do not want Hamas to disarm or be disbanded. This is SRN News. The Texas House gives the governor a new power.
Legislators agreed to let Governor Greg Abbott determine the countries whose residents, governments, and other entities could be banned from buying property in the state. Members granted the governor such power when they amended Senate Bill 17, whose real estate sales restrictions were limited to countries that the U.S. National Director of Intelligence has designated as national security threats. Currently, that list includes only China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. The bill now heads back to the Texas Senate. John Scott reporting.
A former CEO of the nation's largest waste management company who currently serves on the FedEx Board of Directors will take over control of the U.S. Postal Service. The chair of the service's Board of Governors announced Friday that David Steiner will become the nation's 76th Postmaster General. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.